100.7 The Tiger. Hey, y'all. It's Brittany Rose.
And Abby Lee.
And we are on the phone with my honey, Kendall Schaefer, to talk to him about his latest single, Ghost. Hey, Kendall, how are you today?
Oh, I'd be a whole lot better if I was sitting in a ballroom or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but unfortunately, we got to do what we've got to do right now. So kind of give us a rundown on your song, Ghost. Did you write it? Is it a cover? Like, what made you choose the song, Ghost?
So my last few singles that I released to radio were songs that I've written, and I take a lot of pride with that. So whenever we were picking songs for the next album, I needed a ballad. And it's been a while since I could write a ballad, a sad song, slow tempo. So I was sitting by the fire at the house, and this song popped up. And it was on Jake Owen's first album. It was just an album cut, and I did some research. I realized that nobody else tried to record this song, and I feel like it didn't get the attention that it needed.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down, and I got with my team. I reached out to Jimmy Ritchie. He was one of the main writers on the song. Gave me his blessing to cut the song. So we hauled Bud up to Nashville and went with Buddy Hyatt and Zach Allen, who produced it and had the Nashville A-Team on it. And they did a really good job on capturing what I wanted to capture with it and brought out a lot of emotion. And I can't wait for everybody here.
So you said you normally wrote a lot of your past singles. Why did you choose to put out this song that you didn't write, something that you haven't lived? What makes you choose the song Ghost to cover?
Well, say I haven't lived. I've lived it. I feel like this song has been written about me, even though I didn't write it. It is my life because I have made many mistakes before, and I'm going to continue to make them all the time as long as I know what's right and what's wrong, and I try to prevent from it. That's all that matters. But every time I sit down and have a few beers and I got a guitar in my hand, for some reason, all these things come haunt me. So every time I sing this song, I feel the conviction of my past coming to me. So that's why I chose it.
Yeah, so it touched you and it was very personable to you. So I've obviously already downloaded the song and bought it. The imaging and the artwork on the song is very deep and real. Can you kind of tell us why did you choose that artwork for it?
Yeah, so if you go on any streaming platform, you'll see the artwork on there. It's a picture of my brother getting baptized, actually.
Okay.
And my brother's came a long way in life. You know, he like everybody else, he made some mistakes, made some bad decisions, and he wound up giving his life to Christ and has been a newborn Christian for quite some time now, and I'm super proud of him. So when we were thinking about, I was thinking about the lyrics of this song and what it means to me and the imagery and everything, and I couldn't help but think of this picture right here. I had several of them sent to me, and this one stood out the most.
I love that. And where can our listeners download your single? Is it on Spotify, Apple Music? Where's it at?
It should be on everything, all digital platforms. Find it today on July 17th.
So we are going to be the first radio station in the state of Louisiana to play this song.
Holler.
And it's going to be on Abby and I's Pick 3. Don't worry, we're not being biased. It's actually good.
We're being biased, but also it is actually good. So one more question for you, Kendall. It's kind of a personal question.
Ooh.
When are we going to play together again?
Ah, yes!
Whenever you want.
Yes.
We can do it at the house. We can, obviously right now we can't play in a bar or a restaurant or anything. So you know where I'm at.
Yeah.
Brittany knows where I'm at too. So.
You know, you can come on over whenever.
We will make it happen because I miss jamming with you and Jeff. It needs to happen.
It does need to happen soon, for
sure. We need to make the hurricane party rehab.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, my God. That was fun.
I know.
A year ago.
All right. So, everybody, go check out my honey, Kendall Schaefer's latest single, Ghost. Get on all digital platforms. Also going to be on Abby and I's Pick 3 today. Check it out.
Thank you so much, Kendall. We love you.
Love you.
Love you.
It's Abby Lee.
And Brittany Rose.
Live with the Tiger.